It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. One of President Obama's goals in this fall's election is to make sure that Democrats who voted for him in 08, especially young people, don't sit out this one. Mr. Obama spent the weekend on the campaign trail. It included a big outdoor rally at Ohio State last night. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
With the midterm election now just 15 days away, the focus shifts to voter turnout. But in Columbus, Ohio, Franklin County Democratic Party Chairman William Anthony has been worrying about whether Democrats will show up at the polls this year, almost since the votes were counted back in 2008. Listen to what he told me in an interview in October of last year.
I'm concerned about voter apathy. I'm concerned about low voter turnout. I'm concerned about folks that just give up on it and go back to life as normal. Just because we won don't mean we're going to continue to win. I mean, we could lose everything or we could retain it.
Again, that was last year. Anthony seemed to be predicting where Democrats find themselves today. Polls show independents are moving toward Republican candidates this year. And even Democrats who still back the president are frustrated over the slow pace of the economic recovery. So Mr. Obama is out on the stump trying to re-energize his base. Last night in Columbus, he was introduced by his wife in their first joint campaign appearance since 2008.
Are you fired up and ready to go?
Yes.
Then it is my honor to introduce to you my husband, the President of the United States, Barack Obama.
Police estimated that the crowd on campus totaled 35,000. The president's voice was noticeably hoarse as he spoke.
I know there are people out there who are just hanging by a thread, people who are hurting. It's what keeps me up at night. It's what keeps me fighting. But I also know this. The biggest mistake we could make right now, Ohio, is to go back to the very same policies that caused all this hurt in the first place.
All year, polls have given Republicans a big edge in enthusiasm, but Democrats are turning to their ground game to mobilize voters. It's an area where they have traditionally held an advantage. There's a special focus on groups the party can usually count on, lifelong Democrats, union members, voters under 30. That includes these students at Ohio State who spent part of the weekend making phone calls for incumbent Governor Ted Strickland, who trails in polls.
Hi, Jane. This is Josh from Ohio State College Democrats. How are you doing today? How's your scene if Ted Strickland can count on your support for governor?
Jenna Schwartz is a 19-year-old sophomore who says she's been talking to her fellow students to convince them that they need to vote in the midterm.
Definitely getting people to understand that this is very important and it's really relevant to their lives and it directly affects them. And it's like, you know, I know it's not big and glamorous, but it, you know, we still have to win these smaller elections.
She says the president coming to campus helps her make that case. Also this past weekend, a couple hundred longtime activists and campaign workers gathered at a downtown Columbus bar and grill to kick off Democratic Get Out the Vote efforts. Franklin County Democratic Chairman William Anthony was there. Remember, you heard him at the top of the story. Today, Anthony says Democrats are not trying to repeat 2008.
That's not doable. And just traditionally, you're not going to get as many voters in a gubernatorial year as you will a presidential year. So we're just trying to get enough folks to come out and retain and hold and keep what we got.
I remind him that that's what he told me 1 year ago, that Democrats could keep what they want in 08 or they could lose everything.
And I'm going to say it again this year, you know, and it's up to the voters. You know, I can do what I can, I can say what I can, but it's up to the voters. It's up to the voters.
Don Gagne, NPR News, Columbus, Ohio.